Statistic patients by Dr. Sharon Armes, MD. The date of examination is 10/24/22. The name of the patient is Brian B. Y-A-N Gagel, G-A-G-E-L. This is a treadmill exercise stress test, cardiac care associates letterhead, file EST space, Gagel space B. Treadmill exercise stress test, date of examination, 10/24/22. Referring physician, Mao, M-A-O, Cheng, C-H-E-N-G, MD. Performing physician, Sharon Armes, MD. New paragraph, clinical indication. 47-year-old male with history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation for stress test on medication, parentheses, Topalexel, 50 milligrams, close parentheses, period, new paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, correction, Topalexel, 50 milligrams, digoxin, 0.125 milligrams, new paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, new paragraph, baseline blood pressure, 95 over 70, baseline heart rate, 70 beats per minute, new paragraph. The patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 7 minutes, semicolon 1 minute, into stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 103, parentheses, 59% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 110 over 70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 11330, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%. New paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to an inability for the patient to negotiate stage 3 of stress. The patient exhibited fair exercise, correction. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 8 mets. The patient had a baseline low blood pressure with an attenuated blood pressure response to stress consistent with his baseline and the level of stress. The patient had an attenuated heart rate response to exercise on his beta blocker. The patient had a final blood pressure 104 over 60 and a heart rate of 68 at the end of the recovery period. There was no PAF noted during the test. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion tremor exercise stress test to 59% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. The diagnostic predictive value of this finding is diminished by the submaximal level of stress attained. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 8 mets with functional capacity limited by the patient's body habitus and level of conditioning with some contribution from beta blockade. Four, the patient had a baseline low blood pressure with an attenuated blood pressure response to stress consistent with his baseline and level of stress attained. The patient had an attenuated heart rate response to exercise on his beta blocker with failure to achieve 85% maximum predicted heart rate at his functional capacity. 5, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery. There was no PAF during the test period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armes, MD.